I've always had a problem with this gospel. When Jesus says to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Because I put myself in those shoes and I think, you know, no, I really, Jesus, I'd rather see. You know? He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen." In some way, he's saying, you're more blessed. You're blessed, meaning you get something good by not seeing and believing. And I guess I feel like, no, I'd rather see and believe. So how are we blessed? How are we better off not seeing Jesus risen from the dead and still believing? Well, it increases virtue in us, and in particular, the three theological virtues. Number one, it increases our faith. Believing in something unseen causes us to have a deeper faith, doesn't it? I remember a couple years ago, I went with a youth group down to the amusement park down in Oklahoma City, Frontier City. And I'm not huge on roller coasters, but I do it because I like to face my fears, you know. It's kind of, I'm not going to let this beat me kind of attitude. And so I went on all the roller coasters and I was doing good. I hadn't had a funnel cake, so I was all right. And we get to the last one. Now on the last one, you don't go up a hill and then they drop you. You're actually at the top and they shoot you off. Like, I don't know how they do it, but they shoot you off. And then you go down a dip and you come back up on the other side. And then comes the part that makes you sick. They do it all again backwards, right? And I was fine going forwards. Why? Because I could see the track. And even when we left the track and were in the middle of the air, I still saw that there was going to be track under us when we got down. And while I was still screaming, I had some faith that those tracks would hold us and we'd get to the other side and I'd be okay. But when we went backwards, I couldn't see it at all. And that's what really scared me. Guys, we have to have a greater faith when we can't see it, right? It's scarier. There's more at stake, and it takes more trust. So maybe if you aren't seeing and want to believe and feel like your faith in a way is being tested because you don't see evidence of your faith, it's because God wants to cause more trust in you. He wants you to trust Him in a deeper way. It also increases our hope. Did you know there's no hope in heaven? It sounds weird to say that or hear that, doesn't it? There's no hope in heaven. Why? Well, because there's nothing to hope for. Because you've come to the place where you are totally satisfied. There is nothing more to be had. So in that sense, and it's not as if hope were to totally go away as much as it is fulfilled, but in essence, there's no hope in heaven. Why? Because hoping expresses that yearning within us for something to be obtained. And once we get into heaven, it's obtained. I was kind of thinking about this afternoon and think, well, when have I experienced that hope, you know? And I hate to say it, the first thing that occurred to me was when I was a kid. Maybe as kids we tend to be a little more hopeful, right? I hope I'll get to do that. I hope Santa brings that special toy for Christmas. You know, I hope I win the prize at school. It's that anticipation and that yearning and where you're thinking about it every day, right? I had a little girl this week after Mass, and every day after school Mass, she would come up to me and tell me how many days until her first soccer game, which was today. So I got a countdown all week, right? That's that yearning, that hoping, that looking forward. And guys, maybe the reason Jesus doesn't give us all these signs and wonders and stand in front of us resurrected is because he wants to increase that yearning. Just like that little girl looking forward to something so that we appreciate it all the more. Lastly, not seeing and yet believing increases our love. When you trust that something will be there before it is, that is, you have faith, and you yearn for it day in and day out, that's hope. Doesn't that sound a lot like love? I remember being in high school and asked this girl I met at a dance, said she'd call me. Well, I had faith that she would. I had a lot of hope. Looked at myself in the mirror and had even more, right? You see, there's something about faith, hope, and love that go together. There's a reason why they're the three theological virtues. Trusting that something will be there and yearning for it every day creates a longing in our heart. And brothers and sisters, that is exactly what Jesus wants us to feel towards him. The reason why, you know, maybe people don't rise from the dead the same way they did 2,000 years ago, or miracles aren't still happening the way they used to. And Jesus says that we are blessed because of that. That we're in some way better off than Thomas, who did get to see Jesus. Why? Because maybe our faith increases, and maybe our hope is deeper, and maybe our love is therefore stronger than even the first apostles. It says in our first reading, in the very first sentence, that there were all these signs and wonders. And you know, my problem with this gospel has always been, I want to see what they saw. I want to experience what they experienced with Jesus. And brothers and sisters, we have to remember in this Easter season that we will. We will. That is a certainty. What we get out of it in the meantime is what matters. Will you let a longing for the risen Christ increase your faith, increase your hope, and increase your love for him?